MSNBC's Nance, Trump-Russia collusion could technically eclipse Benedict Arnold. By Jeff Poor on March 23, 2019. Saturday on a special afternoon edition of MSNBC's AM Joy. MSNBC contributor Malcolm Nance did not appear swayed by the lack of indictments to come from Department of Justice Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe, which concluded on Friday with the submission of this report to Attorney General William Barr. Nance insisted impeachment of President Donald Trump was inevitable because he still believed Trump was an agent of a foreign government. It was Joe Scarborough last year who wrote a really good, a brilliant op-ed, that I think will stand the test of time when he said that the Congress, you know, the Constitution and the founders when they were drafting the Constitution, they realized that at some point there would be someone who would attempt to emulate King George and try to rule as a tyrant. But what they never thought was that the legislative branch of government, one of the two, would go over to that tyrant and act as a rubber stamp for them, eventually creating a Soviet-style Politburo in the United States. Fortunately, we have the election of 2018. Some measure of balance has been put back in there. But the information that's going to come out of this report when we see the report, and I'm confident we're going to see most of the report unless it's grand jury information or it's related to a very sensitive intelligence collection. But for the most part, we're going to see that information. And the Democrats are going to be in a real dilemma. They don't want to use impeachment, and this may show that they're going to have to impeach Donald Trump. Nance went on to say Trump's situation could eclipse that of Benedict Arnold, who served as an American general during the Revolutionary War but later turned against the country when he defected to the British. I believe we're going to see it because the pressure is too big, he added. I've said this 100 times today. Everyone repeat after me, single most serious scandal in the history of the United States. Was the President of the United States an agent of the enemy of the United States? Look. This could technically eclipse Benedict Arnold, who at least did it for money, you know. But we're talking a president here in control of the country under the sway of a foreign power. So one way or the other, we're going to want to know the answer to that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.